Hello, my name's Tommy Ranjan, and I go to Simon Fraser University School of Resource and Environmental Management, where I'm a second-year PhD candidate. The title of my thesis is Protected Area Carbon Management, or PACMAN for short. I've decided to partner with Parks Canada, who has recognized the responsibility to mitigate and adapt to climate change. Specifically, Parks Canada has identified the need to quantify carbon in its national parks to understand the role protected areas will play in climate change adaptation and mitigation strategies. Tools developed to understand carbon typically involve a carbon model. However, a dynamic that is notably lacking in the current generation of carbon models is the role of lakes. Lakes provide a large carbon storage function due to their disproportionately long sediment preservation rate, making them a potentially large contributor to the carbon budget of any area. This brings me to my research question. How do management practices, like logging, influence carbon dynamics? I intend to figure this out by identifying management practices that influence lake carbon dynamics in national parks relative to the surrounding managed landscapes. Parks provide the ideal location to study this question, as certain activities, like logging, are not allowed in national parks. So this is where the fun fieldwork comes in. Once I get to a study lake, I use a coring device called a glue or gravity core and a Livingston core, and I retrieve a sediment core from the bottom of the lake. I then preserve the sediment and take it back to my lab. Back at the lab, I use an age model and I can generate the total organic carbon rate and overall carbon storage for the last 10,000 years. Using the idea of the past is the key to the present, I hope to figure out what kinds of management activities influence lake carbon dynamics and storage. Using what I learned from the sediment cores, I will incorporate that into future carbon modeling. I would like to thank my senior supervisor, Dr. Karen Kofeld, as well as other members of my committee, Dr. Marlo Palat and Wolfgang Hader. Thank you very much for listening.